Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Benny Snell, 12 for 62. Benny Snell also caught a pass for 6 yards. Anthony McFarland, kind of a do-it-all mighty mouse back, 6 for 30 yards. He had a long run of 14. And McFarland caught 2 passes for 11 yards. We went through this with Jaylen Warren before Jaylen Warren got hurt. It feels like the Steelers, and maybe this is something they've discovered and not in it kind of by accident, which might be, it might change the way Mike Tomlin coaches moving forward. It might not, but perhaps that they have more plug and play and that they're more capable and able of using, having the ability to use more bodies in that offensive backfield, and I don't know why they haven't done it to this point in Mike Tomlin's career. It feels like necessity is a mother of invention here,
right?
And Mike Tomlin's the last guy to realize
if
it.
Nothing else, down the stretch in what remains of your regular season, you should continue to work it as it ended up working out yesterday. Split the workload up, and I'd be totally okay with that. Your running backs on the whole, 28 carries, 127 yards, 2 TDs, and that was driven in great part by Benny Snell and Anthony McFarland being at 5 yards a clip. And if especially because Najee Harris is dinged up, right? Whether the foot is still bothering him or not, whether that abdominal injury from last night will keep him out because of a short week or not, he's obviously dealing with injuries. If that's the case, when he is healthy enough to come back, reduce his workload. See what you have in Warren when he's back and healthy, what you have in Snell, what you have in McFarland. And if you can actually trust this OC or the head coach, for that matter, can trust himself to give his running backs a balanced workload.
Kenny Pickett doesn't have the game he had last night if the running game's not as strong.
I agree with you. And I don't think the running game is as strong if Najee Harris stays in there. I don't. You look at the averages, and his was still at 3.5. Everybody else's is always more. I'm not here to knock Najee Harris, and maybe he was running hurt and he was trying to play through an injury, but why is it magically that everybody's yards per carry is always more than his?
Yeah, and I don't want to stack excuses for Najee Harris because I've said he's got to do more for me to prove that he's worth that first-round pick. Whether it's injuries, whether it's they're stacking the box against him, whatever it may be, something's happening. You're right, Colin, that he's the guy who's consistently between 3.5 and 4 yards a carry, and everyone else is greater than that, 4.5, 5 yards a carry. And that's, again, why especially if he's dinged up, down the stretch, you split the workload between whichever backs are healthy.
I totally agree with that. And you go back to the Saints game where the Steelers rushed for 217 yards. They were starting to do it a little bit more with Jaylen Warren, and then Jaylen Warren got banged up, and maybe the game flow of the Cincinnati game because of the injury didn't allow you to do so. I think we've seen some slight evolution from Mike Tomlin in that regard, and I think it's a big thing. I really do. If you want the best out of Najee Harris, it might be less is more.
I agree. Here's where I think the evolution should be. The evolution should be that Najee Harris is a back on the team and not necessarily the back on the team. And if Mike Tomlin, what is Mike Tomlin trying to do? Is he trying to win football games right now? Because they're 4-7. Let's see. Let's try to string it out and see if they can win as many games. And who knows what happens. The best function of this football team right now is to not have a feature back.
Yeah, and I think
that's glaringly obvious.
And I think I've come around to the thought, you know, when Najee first came out, and even last year when he was a volume guy and somewhat successful, his yards per carry didn't indicate much success, but volume, again, got him to a certain point. I've come around to the idea that Najee Harris might be best served to carry the ball 14, 15 times if it's going to be a heavy run game like it was last night, catch a couple out of the backfield, and everything else gets dispersed to the other guys. And I'm okay with that. If that's what puts him in the best spot, if that's what keeps him from getting dinged up and hurt and all that stuff, then by all means, put him in the best position to be successful.
See, I'm not worried about Najee Harris getting hurt anymore. I'm not worried about protecting him. I'm trying to win football games, and he's no better than the other guys. Like, that's where I am with it. You don't yield to Najee Harris anymore. You just use him as an interchangeable part, whether it's with Snell or with McFarland or with Jaylen Warren or whatever. I've not seen anything with Najee Harris this year where, if I just watched a game blank and said, which is the guy with the biggest pedigree, I'd never be able to pick him out over the other three guys. Not one time.
Benny Snell was outstanding last night.
I agree with you.
Solid.
12
solid.
Carries, 62 yards. The one thing I don't understand is you've got Benny Snell. He's running the ball well, and you've got third and inches, and you hand the ball off not to Benny Snell, who's more of your power back, and you hand it off to Anthony McFarland. They're still trying to figure out how to do it. Okay, they're going to use multiple backs, especially if Najee Harris is hurt. You got to figure out the right mixture now, too, which I think is important to use those guys to their strengths.
Oh, it's just like Mike Tomlin to go back to one back having Najee Harris get the load of the carries or just about all of the carries, and I think it would be a grave mistake. If they're using multiple backs is the way that this offense, I think, functions best, and we've seen it play out. We saw it play out last night, even if it wasn't by design going into this football game. If there's one thing that I think that Mike Tomlin should come around to, it's that this has yielded, whether it was by accident or by design, this has yielded it's perfectly okay to not just have one big dog in the backfield. Using all your running backs has worked for Belichick for years.
Well, one thing I'll definitely agree with is a fresher Benny Snell, a fresher Anthony McFarland, a fresher Jaylen Warren is better than a tired Najee Harris.
Or a fresher any of them, especially late in the game when you're trying to put things away. And that's ideally the way they want to structure this thing, right? They want to be a team that doesn't put too much on Kenny Pickett's shoulders, where the defense carries the load, where they can try to put teams away late, where they can get away with handing it off 28 times and running it, 36 in total last night. That's what they want. So by all means, if you have a way to keep guys fresh so that you can drop the hammer on people late in games when you have a lead, by all means, utilize it.
I keep going back to, and today isn't the day to debate this, and it's not even a debate anymore, just what a wasted first-round pick Najee Harris was. What an absolute waste of a first-round pick, and how much it would have helped to have a lineman. And the defensive backfield still, it was a great play by Pierre last night, a spectacular play by Pierre, but how they're still devoid of talent in the back end of that defensive backfield.
Yeah, corner's going to be much more important in this upcoming draft than maybe we originally thought. I'm still not there on Najee being a waste of a first rounder yet, but he certainly hasn't fulfilled the potential that I thought he had.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.